This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03, Friday afternoon, May 30th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. A lot of businesses are being forced to adapt amid skyrocketing costs. We'll talk about how they're doing that in our next segment. But first, inflation slips, the trade deficit narrows, and consumer sentiment shows some late-month improvement. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Paul Christopher, Head of Global Investment Strategy at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute in St. Louis. Paul, thank you for joining us today. And if we talked about this in, let's say, 2022 or 2023, that inflation would get very close to that 2% target without triggering a recession, would you or I have believed it?
Probably not. The economy was a lot faster, a lot sturdier in the last couple of years than it is now. But that doesn't mean it's heading for a recession either. It's still got a positive impulse to it.
The inflation rate slipping to 2.1% in April, that is lower than expected. That is tantalizingly close to the 2% target laid out by Fed Chair Jerome Powell when the interest rate hiking cycle began a couple of years ago. So does this mean that at long last, mission accomplished?
Well, as an economist would say, yes and no. Yes, the economy is slowed by enough that inflation has come close to the 2% target. But we do expect, most everybody expects, I think, some inflationary impact from tariffs to hit probably sometime in that July, August, September time period. So the Fed believes it would be premature to start lowering rates. That inflation is going to come later in the year.
Now, what were some of the big drivers of the of prices in the last month?
Well, definitely, you've got things like autos and services continue to be drivers of inflation. That's a sign that the economy is still growing. We've had service price inflation as a nagging problem for the last several years, but we are going to start to see more and more signs of tariff-related inflation as firms in different industries, too hard to pinpoint them right now, they will have different tolerances for the tariffs that they're going to have to pay or that their suppliers overseas will have to pay. And so some of those prices may go up now, some of them may go up later, some of them may go up by more, some of them by less. But it do expect in tariffs to start to worm their way into inflation numbers this summer.
I used to say that the consumer confidence and consumer sentiment figures were basically the gas price report. They're a reflection about how people felt about going to the gas station and filling up their car. But now it's the tariff report, more or less, and consumer sentiment bounced back almost at the same time that the Chinese tariffs were kicked down the road.
Yeah, that's a sort of worrisome thing if you're an investor. You've got the S&P 500 up near an all-time high once again. Yes, it's down a little bit today, but it's had a nice run since the middle of May and even since the middle of April. But there's still a lot of uncertainty around what negotiations will produce in terms of lowering tariffs, what the percentages will be of those tariffs that remain in place, and how many new ones might even get added before this year is out. The president has already suggested on a couple of occasions that we could have tariffs on the iPhones or tariffs on Europe in addition to those already proposed. So, it's a little bit of a tricky situation. And for investors here, this is where you really want to think about, what do I own that's really expensive that I might like to take some profits in and trim the exposure?
Paul Christopher, head of global investment strategy at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute in St. Louis. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up, rising costs are shaking up the ways businesses operate.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Running a business is costlier than ever, and staying afloat means constant pivots, including things like treating social media as a full-time job. Joining us to discuss is Carly Katz, owner of Bottles and Cans in Chicago. Carly, thank you for joining us today. And I feel like you're the perfect person to have this discussion, because long before I was the host of the Noon Business Hour, I lived near your original location on Lincoln Avenue in North Center. And I remember roughly around the time you opened back in 2012, give or take. And it was a very different world in 2012 in your marketplace in craft beer and cocktails, but also a very different world as far as costs were concerned, and a very different world as far as marketing is concerned. And how have things changed for you in the subsequent 13 years?
A lot. A lot has changed. Like you said, like there's always that needing to make pivots as we kind of have gone through this last, I don't know, 12 plus years of business. What started as just a brick and mortar, come on in, we're here, you know, serving up and selling the best craft beer in the city, is now, how do we like take that and expand it? Because you always have to be moving now. You always have to be adapting and changing and adding, and it doesn't seem to ever stop. It really doesn't.
Now, this is a discussion that's unique to craft beer, because I have talked to several brewery owners, and they have talked about how the entire sector is essentially under a great deal of pressure now from seltzers, from cannabis, from a new generation of beer drinkers actually going back to mass-produced commercial beer as opposed to craft labels. So in 2012, you could be the craft beer place because it was unique, and then the market adapted to it, and bigger places started getting those craft labels, and then taste changed.
Right. And that's kind of part of it, is it grew, and it grew quickly, which, as I'm sure you know, is sometimes the nail in the coffin for a lot of industries, is when we get too big too fast and we don't, you know, start to kind of adjust as the market adjusts. And you saw it where all these little breweries were popping up, and now there's a brewery on every street in every tiny town, and you know, they all make good beer. And what's to set you apart? It's kind of a hard thing to navigate. It's hard to find that place for a lot of these guys and a lot of liquor stores. Is who do we want as our primary customer, and how do we find them, and how do we get their attention, and how do we keep bringing them back in?
And it seems like the biggest source of time, effort, and expense nowadays for any small business, it's not just enough to be there. It's almost like you have to be a neighbor. You have to be a citizen of the community, and you also have to have that social media presence. And that social media presence now is above and beyond just posting on Facebook and throwing up a couple of pictures and saying, oh, here we are, this is what we have. You almost have to be your own movie maker in terms of constantly, you know, fighting for attention in a very crowded social media space.
It's, well, and that's the other thing, is you can look at 100,000 different algorithms that tell you when you should post, what that context should look like, how do you kind of manipulate the data to get it in front of the person that you want to see it. But at the end of the day, you know, you could put out one every 5 minutes for 2 years and get very little, and then all of a sudden you put out one that for whatever reason has like hit, and now all of a sudden it blows up and becomes big. And sometimes it's just luck. And now, it's such a wild thing that now that's what we have to do.
Now, as far as expenses are concerned, because I would imagine there's an enterprising social media marketing person who's listening to this segment and like, oh, I'm going to give Carly a call later this afternoon. But if you want to hire a social media marketing person to take over that function, that's another person you have to pay. That's another expense. And I would imagine that's that's kind of difficult to do when the margins are so tight.
Well, and that's the other thing is like, yeah, that's a job that didn't really exist, you know, in 2012. I mean, it was there, it existed, but it wasn't really something that we thought to ourselves, we should be planning to have this person on our payroll. And now, I mean, I do a lot of our social media, and my employees are probably rolling their eyes if they're listening to this. I am not the greatest with it. But the reality of it is it doesn't make a ton of sense to me to pay this person kind of, you know, a robust salary to do that job when I've had people working for me for 10 plus years that won't be able to make that, you know? So it's that give and take and kind of how that looks and works for each business. It's different for everybody.
Carly Katz, owner of Bottles and Cans in Chicago, thank you for joining us today to talk about just life as a small business owner these days. Coming up next, egg flights, creamsicles, Filipino bakeries, a look at this summer's hottest food trends.
Money talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Three of the hottest food trends this summer involve eggs, a frozen treat, and ethnic-inspired bakeries. We welcome Phil Lempert, founder of SupermarketGuru.com in Los Angeles. Phil, thank you for joining us today. And you should listen up to this segment because this will allow you to become the hippest person at your party this weekend when you talk about some of the cutting-edge food trends that are arriving not only in grocery stores but in restaurants and bakeries all across the country. And the first one is people are talking about this, and that is egg flights. And it's basically finding a way to jazz up hard-boiled eggs.
Exactly, Rob. And keep in mind, you know, while we talk about these three things being new trends, they're really all old trends. If you think back when our parents and our grandparents made deviled eggs, this is the next iteration. And what's really made this whole idea of these egg flights hot is TikTok. We're seeing a lot of food trends coming from TikTok. And basically, you just take a hard-boiled egg, you cut it in half, and then you can do all kinds of toppings on it. And, you know, for those who have a lot of money, maybe it's caviar. For those who are still on a budget, maybe it's peanut butter and jelly. So we're seeing a vast array of ways to use these hard-boiled eggs. And keep in mind that now the price of eggs have come down a little bit. It's still, on average, about $5 for a dozen of eggs. But still, you know, you take that, it's 40 cents an egg, you cut it in half, it's 20 cents an egg, and you can impress your friends. And also, you know, eggs are a great protein for us, and they're very filling. So you take one of these half of an eggs, put something really interesting on top of it, and you could have a really great meal for a lot less money.
And also, it seems like this desire for recipes of old is driving this next trend, and that is the resurgence of the creamsicle.
I loved creamsicles when I was a kid. And keep in mind that today's creamsicles are very, very different. What we're seeing is we're seeing creamsicles in beverages, in clubs, with alcohol. So creamsicles are a lot more than just that frozen treat on a stick now. It's a flavor boom, if you would, also on TikTok. And what we're going to see, I think, by the end of this summer is we're going to see a higher quality creamsicle. Now, the creamsicles that I had from Good Humor with the Good Humor man and that truck, you know, that was a good quality. It wasn't a great quality, but it really had a very refreshing taste. What I think we're going to see is some of those higher fat ice creams do it, and even a better coating with that cream and that orange flavor.
And then Filipino bakeries are having a moment. So what is driving that particular trend?
Well, again, old recipe. When you think about Filipino baked goods, it was really centered around root vegetables and rice, not necessarily wheat the way a lot of the U.S. bakeries are. And what they do is they take, you know, their products, they're a lot more colorful. They use purple yams a lot. They really try to combine the sweet and the savory. They're putting sausages inside of croissants. So, you know, it's a new twist. And again, keep in mind that because of the internet, we've been exposed to a lot more global flavors and global tastes than ever before. And that's one of the reasons that we're seeing, you know, these Filipino bakeries, obviously in Chicago, but also San Francisco, LA, where I am, New York. We're really seeing a lot on social media about Filipino baked goods as well.
Phil Lempert, founder of SupermarketGuru.com in Los Angeles, thank you for joining us today. Still ahead in Entrepreneur Friday, the superhero boom sparks a surge in vintage comic book interest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. Markets are lower on this Friday afternoon. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Jim Awad, Senior Managing Director, Clearstead Advisors in New York. Jim, thank you for joining us today. Markets are lower despite three very positive economic indicators this morning.
Yes, the economic news was good. The inflation numbers were good. The income numbers were good. The confidence numbers were a little better. This is purely and simply the Treasury Secretary's commentary that the China talks are stalled, and then Trump's tweet, a very aggressive tweet that they're not playing fair with us, spooked the markets that we're going to have more tariff uncertainty, and that tariff uncertainty can take its toll on consumers and on business spending plans. So the backward-looking data was good, but the market is worried about the forward-looking data based on the continuation of tariff uncertainty.
Yeah, I do want to ask you about the latest read on inflation, because it clocks in at 2.1%. Core is at 2.5 on a year-over-year basis. And so you're very close to that 2% target, that 2% inflation target that was laid out by Fed Chair Jerome Powell when the interest rate hiking cycle began 3 years ago. And in a different time and place, would that be a signal to begin cutting?
Yes, it would, in a different time and place. This time and place, we're about to start to feel the impact of tariffs over the coming months. And the consensus seems to be that we will at some point hit a 3 to 3.5% PCE reading over coming months. So we were getting there before all this tariff uncertainty, but that's going to unwind as companies start to pass through the tariff increases. You know, they'll eat some in margins, but they're going to have to pass some through in prices, and that's going to affect inflation. And the Fed's telling you that they're going to stay put until September. They want to see how this plays out.
And that the recent legal ruling against the tariffs has done very little to clear up that confusion.
Yeah, no, the Trump team has an agenda, and they're going to fight, you know, through appeals, through legislative action, through other executive orders, imposing authority that the president has under other circumstances, and they're going to keep fighting, and they're not going away on tariffs. And so this is uncertainty that we're going to have to live with until he starts to announce deals. That's what will calm the market. If you start to see a series of deals with important trading partners, then we can get back to normal, but not before that.
Markets are lower today, but this is capping off a month of recovery. Where are we as far as the S&P 500 is concerned with respect to where we were on April 2nd when many of these tariffs were announced?
Yeah, you've gotten back. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but with this rally, this ferocious rally that you had over the last several weeks, you've gotten back all, essentially all, or mostly of what we lost. But again, that's backward looking, because if the tariff uncertainty, if we continue to get tweets and stalemates, the market will give back some of the gain that it's had. And just look today at the technology stocks, the information technology, the Mag 7, which have done so well since the bottom in April. They're down substantially today. So again, we've got to look forward, and what the market wants and desperately needs is certainty, so that investors, consumers, and businesses can plan.
It sounds like the two inflection points since April 2nd were the announcements of a trade deal with the United Kingdom, and it wasn't even a trade deal itself, but the framework for a trade deal, and the possibility that the U.S. and China would continue to talk. So would the markets actually reward a real trade deal with details, or just the idea that a trade deal is potentially there?
All they need is a framework. To know that hostilities have ceased, and the fine print is being created, that's going to take some time. But once you have an agreement in principle and a framework, again, consumers, businessmen, and investors can then put together an economic roadmap going forward.
Jim Awad, Senior Managing Director, Clearstead Advisors in New York. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next in Entrepreneur Friday, we meet the man behind a comic book shop that has thrived through 37 years of industry ups and downs.
You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Entrepreneur Friday on the Noon Business Hour, and let's go to the comic book store, you and I, specifically Chicago's Atlas Comics on the Northwest Side. As the Fantastic Four and Superman films approach, nostalgia and superhero hype are fueling a boom in vintage comic book sales. We welcome in John Stageland, owner of Atlas Comics. Opened in 1988, you can find it at Harlem and Foster in Chicago. John, thank you for joining us today. And whenever we talk about the state of comic books and how it has become a reliable hit maker for Hollywood, I have to talk about just where we've come from. That comic book conventions used to be a place for enthusiasts and collectors and would get together, and the big celebrities were maybe cartoon voiceover people or some well-known artists. And now it is the important stop on the Hollywood promotional tour. And how does that filter down to you on the Northwest Side?
Well, I'll tell you what, it is highly different than it was when I was growing up and even before I owned the shop, when the conventions were really these tiny get-togethers, as you say, maybe a few hundred people who knew the artists and the writers. But now this huge media landscape has invaded the comic book industry. And of course, it's created new fans. It's created younger people coming in, people engaging with the characters in different ways, in addition to just reading the comics. So we draw a lot of people in who are interested in the movies, of course. And fortunately, a lot of people come to appreciate the original medium, the comic book itself, the artists, the creators and writers who began this whole industry, 80 years ago. So it's just diversified the fan base and diversified the amount of people who are interested in these stories and these elements.
You know, John, we talk about comic book stores and reading comic books growing up, and I'm sure there are plenty of people who are listening to this right now, and all of a sudden their minds go back to when they were kids, when they would get that brand new comic book and maybe read it before they were going to bed. And not only the stories themselves and the vibrant art, but the advertisements inside the comic books. I'm sure they're thinking about the ad for the Sea Monkeys and the X-ray specs and things like that. And what is it about comic books that make them so endearing, the stories in comic books that people want to go buy them and also spend a lot of money at the movies to see film adaptations of them?
Well, I think, number one, you mentioned nostalgia, and part of it is sheer nostalgia. You know, when you're growing up and you're 8, 10, 12 years old, and you're engaging with these stories that in some ways have simple moral lessons or ethical lessons, more so a little bit in the past than they are today. They're a little bit darker now, but there is a throwback to our youth. Everybody wants to go back and revisit those simpler times. And I think modern audiences are just engaged with the excitement and uniqueness of the comic book medium that heretofore couldn't be done properly in movies. You know, when you go back and look at the movies or serials that were done in the 1940s and the Superman television show of the 50s, it didn't have the same power as the comic itself. But I think now the movies, of course, have that same power and maybe exceed that power. But I think people want to engage with the original template for what is happening out in media now that's so exciting to everybody.
Now, you mentioned a very interesting evolution in the way comic book stories were told, is that you go back, 30, 40, 50 years, it was very good guy versus bad guy, and the good guy is completely good, and the bad guy is totally bad. And I think a great way to demonstrate this evolution is the various forms, iterations of Batman over the years. Because in the 60s, I mean, the Batman TV show that lived on in syndication forever, it was very bright and very cartoony, and Batman and Robin were very good, and Burgess Meredith as the Penguin was very evil, and you had all these celebrity cameos and so on and so forth. And then you go to the 80s and Michael Keaton is Batman, and the Batman character is a lot darker and a lot more complicated. And that seems to be the state of play in comics today.
I think that's absolutely true. The characters have mostly added dimension over the years as new writers come in and try to figure out their take on the character or to give them something more than they've had before. I suppose we couldn't keep repeating the same characters in the same way for 70, 80 years and keep them vibrant. So I think the new creators are always looking for new elements, new nuances to them. And as a result, I think it has gotten darker, but we still have those counterbalancing lighter characters. When you look at the Marvel Cinematic Universe and you look at a character like Captain America, who is completely virtuous and always does the right thing, but the fans still respond to that. And so we have the yin and the yang of a Captain America and a Wolverine or a Superman and a Batman. So I think the public is still hungry for both sides.
And then very quickly, John, as the father of three young kids, I have noticed that graphic novel adaptations of books are a pretty easy entry into reading, that kids may have a hard time reading in first or second grade traditional books. They absorb the graphic novel adaptation, and that is their on-ramp to their life of reading.
That's absolutely true, and I find that over and over again everywhere. Back in the day, of course, I think normal people, poo-pooed the idea that comic books were good for children, and we had movements to stop children from reading comics because they thought they would make them stupider. But that is the entry point. That is the way that a lot of people get into. I myself read comics, but then I also moved to pulp novels. I started reading Raymond Chandler and Dashiell Hammett, and from there you read a different type of literature. So those things go hand in hand, and I think we finally realize that comics are a great teacher and a great educator for reading and the desire to engage with stories in your adult life.
John Stageland, owner of Atlas Comics, 5251 North Harlem in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. And once again, this interview has been approved by the Comics Code Authority.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Because money matters. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Beauty retailer Ulta is seeing growth at a time when others are not, possibly reflecting the lipstick index in action as shoppers chase small splurges while holding back on bigger expenses. Joining us to weigh in on the discussion is Bob Phibbs, the CEO of The Retail Doctor in New York. Find him online at theretaildoc.com. Bob, thank you for joining us today. And we've talked about how the lipstick index can be an economic indicator, is they'll enjoy the little things while pulling back on the big things. But it seems like Ulta is being hit potentially by two trends at the same time. Maybe there's that little bit of indulgence, but also you have kids chasing TikTok trends. So what's winning out here?
And there's a third one to complicate it. They've got a new exclusive line from Beyonce, who is a master of pretty much anything she touches. So there's a lot that I think we say, you know, the lipstick index is something from like the 70s. But reality is that was when people were going to work and all of these, you know, they had to. And so they might be an affordable luxury. I think everything has changed. I think young women nowadays, it's a need. It's like water. It's not, I want to have this. I'll go without so that I can have my cosmetics. And it seems to be that's what we're seeing, because they're like, Ulta's stock is jumping on the results.
And then how is the, you know, we talk about this, the so-called Sephora teens, people who are chasing these social media influencers and following all these beauty accounts. Ulta is certainly a beneficiary of that. And how much of their business is driven by teens and preteens who are watching TikTok videos and getting advice?
I think they have no problem telling you a lot. Also, there seems to be the tariff binge buying that's there. But there's a corollary to the lipstick index. You may not know about, Rob, there's actually the men's boxer recession effect. Did you know that?
I did know about the underwear index, too.
The guys pull back. So they pull back on underwear because no one sees it. And women seem to buy lipstick because it's a small indulgence. So I'm not sure what that says about how either shallow or wonderful we are, but if I'm in retail, I love either one, you know?
Well, I was going to say, speaking of indulgences, it seems like even at a time of rising costs for those small indulgences, people seek them. And maybe at a different time, they did not seek them. Like, even though the cost of going out to eat is still higher, people are going out to eat in greater numbers today compared to years and decades past.
Absolutely. And I think the cosmetics still has room, although it's an uneven report we've gotten in this first quarter. Not everybody is the same as Ulta. And I don't want to underplay the effect that Beyonce had on these results, because she's a superstar. She has a halo effect like what she did for Levi's as well. So we'll see. But you know what? Even with that glowing report, they're still pulling back on what to expect in the rest of this year.
Yeah, even though Beyonce wears those spangly silver outfits on stage, everything she touches turns to gold, whether it's cosmetics or hotel room occupancy rates in Chicago. Beyonce is big business, Bob.
That's exactly it. And teens and preteens are driving this trend. So as they move and get older, I imagine they will go with her as well. This doesn't seem like cosmetics is a trend that's waning. It seems to be the smart retailers, and hats off also to the CEO, who's been leading a turnaround So hats off to them because they figured out how to find that customer and, more importantly, how to capture that spend from the wallet.
Bob Phibb, CEO of The Retail Doctor in New York, thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.